Hey, greetings, sisters. Sister Deb from don'tperish.com and Brother James here again, too.
Hello, sisters. This is part two.
Yep. This is part two of Witnessing for Ladies, Stay Behind Your Authority. And after we did the first audio, we were talking about it, and we realized maybe there was a couple other points we'd like to add to this. So we're doing a part two on it. One of the main points that would be really good for women to ponder and take care of would be to have a good gospel card.
Amen.
Because when you're out on the streets and you get to witness to somebody, whether it's brief or whether you have a longer chance to talk to them, it's good to have a gospel card so they can have the gospel in their hands, have it laid out, a biblical one, and you can see it from don'tperish.com. We can help you. And if you have a biblical authority,
helps you pass them off to
yes, them. A contact, somebody that can help them. If you have that, you would put that on the gospel card.
Mm-hmm. That's critical, a good gospel card.
Right.
We needed
right.
to mention that.
And I didn't know if you wanted to add anything else on that before.
No, just how important that is, because the gospel card can lead the way. And sometimes it's awesome because it can be a very short witnessing, and they get the gospel card, they put it in their pocket, they leave.
Right.
And you go, hey, I wonder if they're going to read it later. Who's going to find it in their pocket, read it, and somebody else might get it that needs it.
Right.
And then also the gospel card can open the door to lots of other points that they might ask about as you're able to share with them. And then really as getting behind your authority, then you put that under your husband's phone number, your brother's website, or tell them, go read a good Bible, like King James or New King James Bible, and study, so you can send them to your authority.
Right, right, and I use that a lot, because people will approach me, and that's one of the first things I do, is get the gospel card out, and I'll give it to them, and that's usually where it starts from.
Yeah.
And then, when you want to wrap it up, if you've got your biblical authority on there, whatever it is that you're referencing on there, your head's phone number
right.
or whoever it is, and it gets to the point where you're going, you know what, I think I kind of need to cut this off and end this, and you want to be polite about all this, of course. And you can say, you know what, the contact information is on there. They would love to hear from you.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's a nice way. Sometimes I have to say that several times, but it's a nice, polite, kind way, because keep in mind, sisters, if men, and we already talked about how women are pretty much open, you can discuss many things with them. The men who might be approaching you, you know, even if they're claiming to be of Christ, many of them are
not. Or seekers.
Right. They're not born again, so they don't understand the authority role in this feminized culture. So a lot of men, they just sit down and listen to women, whereas it's okay for us to share, but we want to show them the headship order, and we're respectful of the male authority, and we want to point them to that. And it might take a few times before they get it, but you do it in kindness and gentleness and
Amen.
Love.
Amen.
And so we wanted to point that out. And then I talked so long on that. The other one is, oh, I know what it was. I asked Brother James this question, and I'm going to ask him, we talked about it, but I'm going to ask him so that you sisters can understand where I'm coming from on this. We talked in the other audio about all the different circumstances. And then this
one here.
That would
be like the other audio was like witnessing to strangers.
Yes, right. Now this one here, this one we find could be a very common case in people's lives. So you are, say, brand new, born again, and all of a sudden your life is changing. You're stripping off your worldly clothes. You're putting on a biblical head covering, biblical dress. You're not doing Christmas and Easter anymore. You're separating yourself from all the sin of the world. And you may have a dad or an earthly brother, or maybe a cousin, or just family members that have known you for years and years and years, and all of a sudden they're like, hey, what's going on here? And they
yeah.
want to start asking questions. So I asked Brother James, you know, how do you go about that, and what are, like, some of the limitations or something?
Yeah. So same parameter, stay behind your authority. It's still a male. You can't usurp authority, even if it's your dad or anybody. No matter how comfortable you are with this person, you still have to keep all the biblical parameters in play. Where I think you have more leeway is if, let's say, you're with your husband, if maybe he's not a believer, or you're with other people and they're either in your home or you're in their home, you don't have to necessarily keep it down to 5 minutes now. This isn't a stranger. It isn't a situation of people think that you're alone with some strange man if you have
right.
a cousin or an uncle or a dad. And this can be more dangerous. Be careful, because what it can make you feel like is, well, I got more comfort to sit and say more things because I know this person.
Mm-hmm.
And that can still, he's still a male. You still have to keep that authority line in proper place. And don't get comfortable with family members. Remember what Christ said, your enemies will come from within your family.
Right.
Oftentimes the stranger was not be your enemy. The brother, the uncle, the cousin, the father could be an enemy of the gospel. So while you have more leeway on the amount of time you might be able to spend with them, maybe instead of 5, 10, 15, 20 minutes, you might sit and talk to them for an hour if they're at your house or you're at their house and there's other people around. That can be appropriate. But I wouldn't do that over and over and on, because now you're going to be getting crossing over those authority lines. So if they're a seeker, you're going to send them off to your authority. If they are not listening and if they're a mocker or whatever, then you're not going to witness to them again. So again, it's kind of a double-edged sword. You might have more leeway, but it also could take you down that road of where now you're becoming like they might expect you to be a teacher to them because you know them.
Right.
And you have to push against that and say, no, 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 I'm just a worker. I must get behind my biblical authority. So it's a hard one to answer because it does open up the door for more witnessing, but more is not necessarily better.
No, right.
if they're not seeking the truth or if they become adversarial, then you have to nip it off completely and say, you know what? I feel uncomfortable telling you any more than from what I've told you last time. You need to go to my husband, or you need to go to my brother, or you need to go to the Word of God.
Right, and you have to stand on God's Word on that sometimes and be very persistent
yes.
in it.
Yes, yeah, because...
And that would be some good audios for us to
That would be,
up.
And again, this is where discipline, you want to be a disciple of
yes.
Christ, you have to learn to be disciplined. It doesn't matter if it's your father, your uncle, your cousin, it's still a male. You can't usurp authority.
Right.
And if you're going to see them more often, you got to be very, very wise in how much you keep giving them.
Yeah, especially if they're claiming to be a believer.
Yes.
And you give them that truth and you've
yes.
Given them over to your head and authority and they won't repent.
Yeah, so. Exactly. Don't cast your pearls.
Right. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
So we just wanted to add those. I think those was the two that we really thought we should add was get a good gospel card
yes.
and then be cautious of family members that you know. You might feel like you have more leeway. You probably do have a little bit more leeway.
Yeah.
But don't go too far.
Right. Right. I think that was it. I was trying to think. But
I think that should cover it pretty well.
I think we covered it well. So if we think of anything else, we could just do another one.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, thanks for listening, sisters. And... we'll be back to you again, Lord willing, if he gives us another day.
God be praised.